Now, scouring the inside pages of the papers this week, for those little stories that you might have missed, please welcome John Finnimore.
So now I wonder, does anyone remember the News of the World? Do you remember that? It was a newspaper that was around when I was a kid and an adult. It was a tabloid that came out on Sunday. It was a bit like The Sun on Sunday, but obviously totally different and separate and not the same thing at all. Anyway, I seem to remember it closed in the end, I think after some scandal about hacking a murdered schoolgirl's phone. And it was a News International paper, I think, so it's a good job it's not around this week when the government and Ofcom have to decide if News International are fit and proper persons to own B-Sky B. But it's not, it's closed and over and done and finished and in the past and not relevant to anything anymore. Which is lucky. Now, I'm aware, as I start this piece, of something that Tom Lehrer once said about protest song singers, that it takes a certain amount of courage to get up in a coffee house and come out in favour of the things everyone else is against, like peace and love and brotherhood and so on. I feel a bit like that now. Here I am on Radio 4 to register my controversial view that listening to and or deleting messages from the phones of murder victims, terrorist survivors or dead soldiers is a bit off. Even when it's done by a newspaper that totally doesn't exist anymore. I mean, that is very much my opinion, but I just fear I might be preaching to the choir a little bit. And what a choir it is, from Ed Miliband...
Immoral.
...David Cameron...
Disgusting.
...Rupert Murdoch...
Deplorable.
...it seemed this week as if no one had a good word to say for the practice of eavesdropping on murder victims. Not even Rebecca Brooks, who I assume, as editor of the paper that paid for it, must have... No, apparently I'm wrong. Apparently she's totally unconnected with it and didn't know and didn't see. And no one told her and she was on holiday. And anyway, she had a different name at the time, so it doesn't count. In fact, she went so far as to say to her employees...
I hope that you all realise it is inconceivable that I knew or worse sanctioned these appalling allegations.
So there you go. It's inconceivable. It actually cannot be conceived. You can try, but you won't be able to do it. The imagination, faced with the challenge of inventing some kind of crazy, madcap world in which Rebecca Brooks knew where a story in the paper she edited came from, just gives up. Interesting, by the way, that I hope you realise it is inconceivable that I knew is not quite the same legally as I did not know. And, of course, that's not all. It's also being alleged that News International have in the past paid the police for information. Now, presumably, Rebecca Brooks thinks this is inconceivable as well. Certainly, when asked about it by Chris Bryant MP in 2003, she was less than candid. This is what she said.
We have paid the police for information in the past.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant she was totally candid. She told the Government Select Committee that that illegal act is what she did. Just to remind you, the government have to decide if News International are fit and proper persons to own B-Sky B. Now, to be fair, Andy Coulson was also there, and he leapt in to clarify...
We operate within the code and within the law.
He said, oh, within the law. Phew. Ha, that's a relief. Out of interest, I wonder which law it was within. Because obviously it wasn't the 100-year-old law against making or accepting payment to a police officer information collected in the course of his duty. It must be within some other law. Maybe that one about abating a smoky chimney. Anyway, something the whole of the choir agree was deeply wrong at the News of the World, and it happened under the editorship of Rebecca Wade. So who better to investigate it than the chief executive of News International, Rebecca Brooks? No one. No one knows Rebecca Wade better than Rebecca Brooks. They go way back. I just worry she's working too hard, poor girl. Because she's going to have to ask herself some tough questions. She's going to have to really haul herself over for coals. And naturally, at first, she'll try to evade herself. But she knows all her tricks. And once she sees that she means business, she will crack. And before long, she'll tell her everything she knows about what she did, and she'll listen very carefully and write it all down in a little book. The only problem is, there surely can't be anything to discover. Because after all, News International looked into all this 2 years ago when the first Guardian reports came out, and they told the PCC quite clearly that these were the actions of one rogue reporter and that there was no evidence anyone else at the News of the World was involved in phone hacking. By the way, did I say the government have to decide if News International... fit and proper persons to run B-Sky B. Comedy henchman Simon Greenberg was at pains to stress that News International...